From IPM News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Friday, August 18th. Coming up, we'll learn about a planned Illinois bill that would require lawyers for children in police interrogations. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. A shelter for unhoused men is set to open later this month in Urbana. As IPM reporter May Antar tells us, some residents are voicing concerns for their safety.
CU at Home plans to move 8 clients and a wellness staffer into a building along Springfield Avenue by the end of the month. At a meeting attended by about a dozen Urbana residents Thursday night, many were not happy with the idea. Melissa Courtwright is the executive director for CU at Home. She says that sometimes what people see on TV gives the wrong impression of the unhoused.
When people don't know, then they develop these stigmas, they develop perceptions of what it's like to be homeless, and then it can make them feel very afraid.
She says the people housed in this shelter want to do better and feel safe. I'm May Antar, IPM News.
The head of Illinois' Republican Party says there's a key strategy they should embrace if they hope to win in Illinois. Alex Degman reports.
You might not have heard this at a Republican rally 3 years ago. Yet plenty of people attending the Illinois State Fair's Republican Day agreed with Party Chairman Don Tracy that they need to use all the tools available if they hope to win.
We will be working hard to bank as many pre-election day votes as possible next year, because the political party that votes for weeks and months will mathematically beat the party that only votes for one day.
Tracy says they're working with the Republican National Committee's Bank Your Vote operation, which was introduced earlier this summer. He also said the party should aim for at least 25% of the vote in Chicago and focus more on winning back the suburbs. I'm Alex Degman.
Another phase of Illinois' largest road project nears completion in Joliet. The Interstate 80 Corridor project covers 16 miles of south suburban Will County and includes the reconstruction of 30 bridges and 6 interchanges from Anuka to New Lenox. Illinois Department of Transportation Construction Chief John Schumacher lays out what commuters can expect.
All of the westbound traffic will be on the newly reconstructed eastbound lanes of I-80. And that opens up the entire north half of the road. So the westbound lane section will be a wide open work zone from Briggs over to Chicago.
The temporary lane shift will be in place through spring of next year. Officials expect the majority of the corridor to be completed by 2028. Illinois recently became the first state to pass a law protecting child social media influencers. This comes after a growing trend of parents creating social media accounts centered on their child to gain views and income. The new law ensures these children will be compensated once they turn 18. Illinois State Senator David Kaler of the 46th District spoke with WBEZ's Reset about sponsoring the bill.
Hopefully with the publicity that this law is getting, that the parents who want to do this and make a family industry out of it will at least pay attention to the rules and how they need to protect the economic interests of the children.
Parents are required to set aside up to 50% of the earnings into a trust fund if their child is featured in more than 30% of the parents' videos. The law goes into effect next July. Still to come, we'll learn about a planned Illinois bill that would require lawyers for children in police interrogations. That story is coming up next on 217 Today.
For millennia, one species has transformed our planet and determined the future of every other. As Earth's most advanced and at times most destructive species, humankind has an outsized impact on the world and the future of its inhabitants. Join biologist Shane Campbell-Staton as he explores our impact on the planet and every form of life it supports. Friends of WILL can watch this and other great science shows like Nature and Nova with WILL Passport. Find out more at will.illinois.edu/passport.
You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. Some Illinois lawmakers are planning legislation to require a lawyer for all children under police interrogation. That's after police in the Chicago suburb of Waukegan led a 15-year-old to confess to a shooting he did not commit. Chip Mitchell of Chicago public radio station WBEZ reports.
The effort to require a lawyer for juvenile interrogations comes after WBEZ sued for release of some video footage. It shows Waukegan police interrogating the 15-year-old about a shooting that wounded a dollar store clerk. We're not naming the teen due to his age.
How you doing, man?
Good.
It begins with the 15-year-old shivering, both arms inside his t-shirt. It's lunchtime and there's no food. He tells the lead detective, Sean Ains, he wants to go home. Ains eventually reads him his Miranda rights.
Well, I'm going to read this to you, and I'll kind of explain a little bit as I go, okay? You have the right to remain silent.
But those explanations from the detective actually undercut the Miranda warnings, like when he tells the kid he has a right to a lawyer.
Just keep in mind, I'm asking you, do you want to have a lawyer right here in this room right now? Realistically, lawyer coming here within the next 5-10 minutes, that's not going to happen. So if you want to have a lawyer, that's cool. But again, this conversation is going to end for right now, okay?
In other words, if you want to go home anytime soon, you should probably skip the lawyer.
No, I have to ask you, do you want to have a lawyer? No? Okay.
Proceeding without a lawyer for the 15-year-old, the detective tells him some shooting suspects get to go home after confessing, like if they shot in self-defense. Ains inflates the evidence against the teen and implies his goose is already cooked. He feeds the teen key facts about the shooting instead of seeing if he can come up with them on his own. Little by little, the teen implicates himself.
I would not let my children be interrogated without a lawyer present with them. We would all want our children to have a lawyer present with them. They're more likely to panic and do anything just to get out of that room.
Attorney Elizabeth Clark says children of all ages under interrogation need a lawyer to understand their constitutional rights and the consequences of any statement they might make.
Children do not have agency. Under 18, they're not even allowed to go on a field trip from the school without parental permission.
Clark's group, the Juvenile Justice Initiative, it helped get state laws passed so kids younger than 15 must have a lawyer if they're being questioned in custody about a murder or sexual assault. Clark says a lawyer should be required for anyone under 18. Data from the National Registry of Exonerations show at least 30 Illinoisans between ages 15 and 17 have confessed to serious crimes, been convicted, then been officially cleared based on new evidence. But requiring a lawyer for all kids under 18 has faced opposition from law enforcement groups. John Milner lobbies for the Illinois Association of Chiefs of Police.
18 and under, we feel that we don't want an attorney involved because attorneys will not let the suspect talk.
Milner says if a child is allowed to talk to police, the officers can clear the kid's name right away, like if there's an alibi for when the crime occurred.
We'll follow up on that and say, okay, you're making sense here. We'll get that taken care of and let the guy go. And this happens basically every day in police departments.
The 15-year-old who was interrogated in Waukegan, he did have an alibi, but he seemed confused and didn't raise it. So he went to jail, charged with attempted murder. He was released after 2 nights, but only after his basketball team proved he was at a game in another town during the shooting. Clark says the lack of a lawyer in the room not only makes a false confession more likely, it can make solving the crime harder.
Either the child didn't have the presence of mind to talk about his alibi, or he talked about it and the police immediately discounted it, where if a lawyer had been there, the lawyer could have, you know, separately called the parents. This is where the kid was. You've got the wrong kid.
Clark's group and the ACLU of Illinois say the video of that 15-year-old's false confession, that footage WBEZ obtained and made public, it could help pass a bill requiring children under 18 to have an attorney to be interrogated.
That was reporter Chip Mitchell of WBEZ in Chicago. And finally in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says today will be sunny with a high of 80 degrees. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Stephanie Mosqueda. Reporting today contributed by May Antar, Alex Degman, Noah Jennings, and Chip Mitchell. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again on Monday. Have a great weekend.